When George W. Bush assumes the presidency next month, he'll face a bitterly divided Congress. Finding a way to lead will be a big challenge. Today Morning Edition begins a series on leadership by talking to Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He says the president-elect shows good leadership potential.
His ability to listen, to acknowledge and respect differences and diversity was so evident in his governorship. I think that he can carry the same spirit and attitude and skill set to the presidency.
Is this about style? Is it about making specific gestures? Is it about compromising, or a combination of all of those?
I would say a combination, but I think primarily it's a matter of personal integrity, that a person has to get settled inside themselves the principles upon which they want to operate, including the principle of mutual respect, so that that person would not badmouth another person behind their back. Then I think it's carrying out that personal orientation and integrity in relationships so that the spirit is truly win-win, mutual respect, mutual benefit. And the key skill there is deep listening. I mean listening with real empathy within the frame of reference of the other person. And then when people have deep common understanding, a bonding takes place. It doesn't necessarily mean that they'll agree on the issues, but there will be a bonding regarding the value of the sincerity and the intent of each person and the value of the differences. Then what happens is it tends to create a spirit of creativity where people begin to look for common ground.
Okay, so everyone understands one another, and everyone respects one another, but you still have to get that other person to do something he may not want to do?
I think that if there's a good relationship and a deep understanding, people are willing to do things they don't want to do. When there isn't a good relationship, and if there isn't true integrity on the part of the decision maker, let's say the president in this case, then I think people will resist doing something that they don't want to do. For instance, take anyone who feels strongly in an opposite way. If that person literally is listened to and their opinion is considered, and the person also knows that a decision has to be made, and it may not be made in his or her favor, but there is great respect and empathy given, you'll find that in most cases, those people will go along with the decision that is made as if it were their own.
What are the special skills a leader should have?
I think there should be 4 of them. First, it's a kind of a combination of character and competence that enables that person to be a model of someone that can be trusted. Second, the person should have a sense of vision, a sense of larger thinking about the long run and about the whole picture, and about the values that they want to live by and the purposes they want to go after. Third, they should be involved in aligning their team, their culture, the structures, the systems, the processes to serve those values within the context of that overall purpose and vision. And fourth, once they've set those first conditions up, those first 3 conditions of modeling, pathfinding, and aligning, they then can empower other people. And I think you're going to find that President-elect Bush will be that kind of a president.
Well, he has a number of ways he can do that, in appointment power, in setting a legislative agenda, in creating a White House structure. Can he apply all these principles to those tasks?
Absolutely. If he can change the tone from adversarialism, which characterized the whole election process, and also be humble and open and teachable, as well as courageous in his own convictions and expressions. I think that if he does that, the overwhelming majority of the people will feel that there is moral authority as well as formal authority associated with these principles.
Stephen Covey is co-founder of Franklin Covey and the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.